Chapter 4. The gates to Captain Swashbuckler's Adventure Park looked like giant waves of aqua, blue, green, and gold. As the Glimmer family and Miss Julia stood in the entrance line, two pirates sauntered over. One woman and one man. They both wore striped shirts and gold earrings and swords tucked into their thick leather belts.
"Ahoy, me hearties," said the man. "Who here wants to learn to swing a sword?"
"Me, me, me, oh, me,"
Lulu said, bouncing up and down. Mom eyed the swords. They didn't have sharp edges, but they were definitely made of heavy metal.
"I'm not sure."
"I'm strong enough, Mom," Lulu said.
"We realize you could lift the sword, Lulu. We're just worried about the person you might swing it into."
Dad grinned over at Mom, and she shrugged as if to say, "Well, they're asking for it."
"Let's try that open space over there,"
the woman said, pointing out a patch of grass.
"Your mom and dad can stay in line, and we'll take you three girls together. It will be perfectly safe, I promise." "Perfectly."
The man scrunched an eye and added,
"Arr!"
"Go ahead, girls," Mom said. "We'll hold the space in line."
"I'm on camera duty,"
Miss Julia said.
"Make sure Lulu doesn't skewer any pirates, please,"
Dad said.
"Will do,"
Miss Julia promised. The sword was heavier than Mia expected. She faced off with the man. He was still scowling. Mia wondered if he knew he was more funny than frightening.
"We pirates, we lift our opposite hand for balance while swinging a sword,"
he said.
"Put your weight on both feet. That's a lassie. Now raise your sword like this. Swing right."
Mia did, and he countered, their swords ringing as they clashed together.
"Aye, shiver me timbers. Soon you'll be a fine pirate, sure as that old North Star in the sky."
"Look at me, look at me!"
Lulu danced forward with her sword, swinging back and forth wildly. The female pirate countered, backing away.
"I'm winning!"
Miss Julia snapped picture after picture. Mia's pirate taught her to parry, to lunge forward and back, and to spin out of the way.